USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former President Barack Obama has tested positive for COVID-19. Obama tweeted that he's feeling fine other than a scratchy throat and reminded people to get vaccinated even as the number of cases in the U.S. goes down. Former First Lady Michelle Obama tested negative, he said. The country's death toll now stands at over 965,000 lives lost. The U.S. national case total has also surpassed 79.4 million confirmed cases, according to the latest data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Department of Health and Human Services. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who's due to meet with China's top diplomat Yang Jiechi in Rome, warned Beijing that it would absolutely face consequences if it helps Moscow evade sweeping sanctions over the war in Ukraine. He also said Washington is watching closely to see what extent Beijing provided economic or material support to Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn.
It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
A surge in U.S. retail gasoline prices to record highs has prompted a number of governors and lawmakers to consider slashing their fuel taxes and to ramp up pressure on the federal government to do the same. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is leading the charge. In a tweet, he said, "I am announcing that at this time of global uncertainty, we are working on an emergency suspension of the gas tax to help with the pain at the pump." Maryland currently has a 36.9 cents per gallon gas tax. Governors and lawmakers in California, Florida, Maine, Michigan, New York, Tennessee, and elsewhere are making similar moves. If you're looking for a new airline, startup discount carrier Breeze Airways said it will add 35 routes from 10 more cities, including some on the West Coast this summer, in an aggressive expansion just as jet fuel prices are soaring to an 8-year high. Breeze has been flying in mostly the Southeast and East since it began operating last May. The airline will add flights this summer to Los Angeles, San Francisco, Las Vegas, and Jacksonville, Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Imagine having filed and paid your taxes last year, and then months later you get a letter in the mail from the IRS saying that you didn't. Well, that's what's happening to many taxpayers this year, thanks to automated notices being sent by the administration. If you get one, though, don't panic. There's a fair chance the IRS has simply not seen what you already sent in. That's because they're dealing with a mountain of returns and correspondence that is built up throughout the COVID pandemic. During that time, the agency was called on to deliver several rounds of economic impact payments and other relief while trying to protect its own workforce from COVID. The IRS announced that it will temporarily suspend issuing more than a dozen different types of automated notices indicating balances due, unfiled returns, and other deficiencies so it can work through the pandemic-induced backlog. As the attack on Ukraine continues from Russia, there are now over 2 million people who have had to leave the country. And while everybody thinks about the soldiers who are involved in the fighting, many children have also been affected. Here's a 10-year-old refugee from Ukraine, Anna Maria Masluska.
If war stops, I really want to go home because they're my friends, they're my toys, they're my friends, and I don't know where my friends now. Oh, I really worried, and because I don't know where they are.
At least half of the total number of refugees are children fleeing to Poland, Hungary, Romania, Slovakia, and other Eastern European countries. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.